We would like to remind you of some of the basic laws, only because the times have been so upsetting that it is quite easy to forget how some of them work. And the thing that has happened in your culture, where there has been this change that you were speaking about. So in some way, there is some balance going on about what is happening in the world. But there is this other thing that we want to remind you about, and that is, it is very important what you put out. And in the case of the man who fell, so to speak, put out only that which was negative and nasty and just all of the things you do not want to be out in the world. And all of a sudden it came back around and got him. It got him and knocked him off. Probably not for the right reasons, but it happened nonetheless. And so this is reminding you of both a law and a power that you have. We are going to speak for a moment about mercy, because that is such a powerful thing. In our lifetimes, all of us need mercy, and there will be situations where mercy is what we most need. And when you are fortunate enough to get mercy back at the right moment, it is in large part because in your life you have given mercy. And it sounds so simple, but when you have not, for instance, you've chosen not to be critical of someone, or you've chosen not to point a finger, or you've chosen not to make something bad for someone else, all of those are acts of mercy. And those go into the world as an energy. And then when a time comes when you need mercy, very often that mercy will come back to you. It is a beautiful kind of loop, you might say. And it is not designed to make you fearful about the way you communicate, or even to be worried about how someone else takes what you are putting out in the world. But it just reminds you that this is one of the wheels of karma, that when you extend a kindness, that kindness will come back to you. You may not know the exact moment, but it will be a time when you need it. And that beautiful circle of energy is such a fine thing. It's such a fine thing to know. We mentioned mercy. We will mention another very challenging one when you are in the human condition. We will mention patience. Channel will not be happy that we are mentioning patience, of course, but this too has that same circular quality. So someone is not doing well, and they're getting it wrong, and you decide to take a deep breath and let them do what they need to do to find their way. That is patience at work. And so often, when we are in new territory and we are trying to find our way, and we realize that someone is being patient with us, they're being accepting of us, then you know that the patience you have put out is coming back in a good way. Now, this teaching is not to make you frightened about the time when you're not patient or you're not whatever it is. It is to tell you rather that there is a positive circle, and you have great power in what you choose. And when you are choosing it wholeheartedly, then you know that you are making a road for that to come back to you. And that is quite a beautiful thing. There is another thing too, and that is what we call messages from the subconscious. And that is something that we all have to deal with, because that is the time when it is easy to be impatient, easy to be unmerciful, it is easy to be all of those. But as we begin to center, and as we begin to pay attention to who we are, and as we begin to pay attention to what we are putting out in the world, then we are joining this very wonderful, we could almost call this baby karma. We know there are some larger karmic lessons that are more difficult, but there's a wonderful way to extend in the world, knowing that you have joined that circle of energy and that it will come back to you. Now, we do not need here to worry about, there is no one here who is out to kill the world. We understand there are people who have that karma, but that of course will come back to them as well. A sad thing, but we have all seen it. And you have seen it represented in your world with this man who has fallen. And so simply remember that nothing of loving kindness that you do is ever wasted. In a part of the Bible, it says a beautiful thing. It says, do not grow weary of well-doing. And it is talking about this circle of energy. So any action that has at its root loving kindness goes on to this karmic circle and will return to you when you need it most. So we will take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Open the crown and fill with the sun. Flow the energy to the right. Let it find you again. And know that you are sitting in a circle of sunlight, of power, and of victory. And it is all around you. Feel the golden light of the universe enter your body. Open your crown. Touch the third eye. Touch the throat. Light the heart center and the solar plexus. The gold flows into the second center and the root. And feel that golden light spread through your body, through your thoughts, through your physical body to take away the tension, down your back and shoulders to take away the burden, through your trunk, down through your legs and your feet, so that you are golden. Bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beauty of the garden that you've created here. A place to be safe, a place to rest, a place to grow and learn and be loved. and go to the place in your garden where water runs, and drink the water to refresh your mind and your body and your spirit. Now look around your heart center and see that a path lights, and that path calls you. And you walk to that path and step on it, and without effort, the path takes you. Be aware as you are moving upward that the air is full of blessing, full of gifts, full of life. And move upward on the path to the place of union. This is an energy that unites your spirit with your mind and your body. And see what you see here, a color, a gift, anything, but this is union. You are united with the source that created you. Now step on the path again. And let the path take you upward, but without effort. And come to a place of mercy. And feel the energy in this place. Fill your mind and your body. Bring mercy to your past and to your present. Feel that everything that has been mistaken is embraced in the energy of mercy, which releases, forgives, moves out of your path. Where there was old pain, let there be mercy. Now see if there is a symbol there for you. Go back to the path and move upward to the place of the gift. And resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to walk back down the path, allowing all of the blessings to become a part of who you are. come again to your heart center. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,